Blog Talk Radio.
Fellow brothers and sisters,
a particular Saturday, this Saturday coming up, Pastor Siad Saeed's wife, I was listening to a broadcast on True News, it's truenews.com, with Rick Wiles, and his wife was being interviewed. So she is, they're having a vigil for him on Saturday. So I made sure that I got the website. The website is Saeed, that's S-A, let me make sure I give you the right spelling, S-A-E-E-D-V-I-G-I-L.com. That's Saeed, S-A-E-E-D, vigil.com. And they're having this prayer vigil on Saturday. They're working, you know, trying their best to get him released. And so we want to just make sure that we keep him lifted up. If we can do whatever we can to write senators and try to get the release. Because the thing is that our government really does not care anything about Christians. We know that they're more lenient, more welcoming to Muslims. But they do not care anything in regards to Christians, because these one of the things that should have been on the table when they were negotiating this crazy nuclear deal with Iran, it should have been releasing the prisoners that are American prisoners. That should have been first and foremost before talks would even begin. So our government is showing their weakness. They're showing their lack of regard to God, and we want to just, again, keep them in prayer and keep them lifted up. If it was us, we want someone praying for us. So let's continue to keep them lifted up in prayer and pray for his release, along with the other Americans that's in there with him, and just pray for all of them, because Christianity is becoming, like we're the endangered species. Everyone is wanting to attack us. And this is part of biblical prophecy, where the dragon was after the woman and her child, according to Revelation. And so we know that these are the times that is ongoing. So Christians feel like we're not anything, and I'm just going to, pray. You know, I pray for it. I'm not going to worry about it, whatever. No, you're not supposed to worry about it. We're supposed to pray, and you're supposed to intercede on behalf of fellow brothers and sisters, because one day that is coming to the United States is already persecution in the United States with regards to jobs, LGBT suing companies and Christian businesses into their agenda, and it's only going to get worse. We saw Kim Davis actually go to jail, which was only because of her Christian beliefs that we were supposed to be founded upon in this country, how far we have fallen. And so it's only going to intensify. It's going to get better, and America's going to come back and bounce back to be that nation that she once was. Those days are absolutely over, okay? We will no longer be able to sing the praises of America, and these are the times that we are living in. So, again, we need to stay prayerful, keep these saints lifted up so that they will be able to endure the persecution that they're going through, because our time is coming. And those who think we're going to have this pre-trib rapture and you're not going to go through anything and you're going to be up out of here. No, you're not. God has no respect of person. These other countries are already going through their tribulation. They're already going through persecution, getting their heads chopped off, being killed and everything. So what make the Western countries, the Western nations think, oh, well, we're exempt. That's them over there. They've been doing it for years, but we're not going to have to know that God has no respect of person. You will have to endure that as well. All right. We're going to go to the headlines because we have a ton to go through. As Iraq runs dry, a plague of snakes is unleashed. Swarms of snakes are attacking people and cattle in southern Iraq as the Euphrates and Tigris rivers brought up, reptiles lose their natural habitat among the reed beds. People are terrified as they're leaving their home, says Jabbar Mustafa, a medical examiner who works in a hospital in the southern province of Dakar. We knew these snakes before, but now they are coming in large numbers. They are attacking buffalo and cattle as well as people. Doctors in the area say 6 people have been killed and 13 poisoned. Okay, so what is going on with these snakes? I'm going to skip on down just a little bit. It says the plague of snakes and the latest result of an unprecedented fall in the level of the water in Euphrates and the Tigris, the two great rivers which for thousands of years have made life possible in the sun-baked plains of Mesopotamia, the very name of which means between the rivers in Greek. The rivers that made Iraq's dry soil so fertile are drying up because the supply of water, which once flowed south into Iraq from Turkey, Syria, and Iran, is now held back by dams and used for irrigation. On the Euphrates alone, Turkey has 5 large dams upriver from Iraq, and Syria has 2. Okay, we're going to go. I need to go to the Word of God, because this is a prophetic that's being taken place. So they're saying that the Euphrates River is drying up, okay? And that is part of prophecy. And the thing is, when we're reading the headlines, and I'm going over the headlines, I'm not just going over just for news, okay? I'm going over to show you the times that we're in and how it relates Bible, and so that we can be prepared and we can know what is going on, so we can understand that the Bible is true in what it says. Okay, I do apologize if you're hearing a kid crying or whatever. I do apologize for that. Okay, we are going to go to Revelation chapter 16, and we're going to read at verse, let me see here, read at verse 12. That's Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And it reads, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and this river was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Okay, so this is one of the bowls of wrath, of God's wrath that was poured out. So again, it reads, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and his water was dried up to prepare the way for the king from the east. Then I saw 3 spirits that looked like frogs, and they came out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. They were spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole earth to gather them for the battle on the great day of the Lord. And what is that battle? We're going to continue on. It says, behold, Jesus speaking, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not be naked and be shamefully exposed. Then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. So the Bible lets us know that the Euphrates River is being dried up on purpose. That's the sixth angel pouring out the bowl to dry up the Euphrates River, because that's going to make way for the kings. And in this battle, the Armageddon is trying to over Jesus. And the thing is, Jesus. So this is making way for that great last final battle, and so that is making the route for them to be able to come through. So when we're reading in the headlines that the Euphrates River is drying up, praise the Lord, that means that the time is coming quickly for Jesus' return. So they're saying this is unprecedented, but you know what? The Bible has let us know that it is going to happen. See, a lot of people are trying to prove God. They're trying to prove that the Bible is what it says it is. The Bible is proving itself. This is a prime example of what the Word of God has said is real. bird flu aftermath. Get your turkey subs while you can. The U.S. restaurants and retailers are facing a shortage of turkey where prices at a record high. The nation's worst outbreak of avian influenza is to blame. The virus killed almost 8 million turkeys this spring, sending production to a 15-year low. The poultry industry is bracing for another outbreak as migrating birds threaten to spread bird flu again this fall. Okay, so as we know, we had a massive amount of turkeys and chickens to be killed. Now, here it's mentioning about 8 million, but it was actually, I believe I reported that it was going to be like 60 million turkeys and chickens. If I'm correct, I don't remember, but I think I reported that some months ago that there were just millions of chickens and turkeys that were killed. The thing is, once that avian flu, there's no cure. There's no flu shots. You don't even want to take that mess if they were giving chickens and turkeys flu shots. Come on now. What about the flu shots that they're giving the humans and some of them dying? And we're not going to get to the vaccinations. But the thing is, if you're trying to celebrate Thanksgiving, I know everybody don't celebrate the holidays, but if you're one, I like to, you know, cook for Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you want to like to celebrate the holidays, you might want to buy your turkeys and chickens wherever you buy early, because as the birds migrate for the fall, that means that they're carrying the bird flu with them. So therefore, you might want to make sure that you get your meat in advance. That also means that if there's no chickens and, you know, it means that the egg prices are going to skyrocket. And so, therefore, where you might be paying $2 or $3 for eggs, it's going to rise up to $6. If you are living in one of the four horsemen in Revelation, it was dealing with famine, okay? So there's things that are just taking place that's fulfilling Bible prophecy. Pentagon admits U.S. allies rape children. The Pentagon has confirmed a controversial report that American troops are being forced to stand idle while allies of U.S. forces rape children. Washington Beacon confirmed the rape report on Monday night. The same source denied that the troops are being told to ignore it. This is an abhorrent practice, and we are deeply concerned about it, the official told the Beacon. The form of sexual exploitation is a violation of Afghanistan's laws and the international obligation. There is no policy in place that directs any U.S. military or government personnel overseas to ignore human rights abuses, the official said. On the contrary, we monitor such atrocities closely and have continually stood up for those who have suffered exploitation and denial of basic human freedom. They are lying. They're lying. Because right now they are court-martialing two military servicemen who stood up against one of these Afghanistan soldiers who raped a boy and who is getting penalized, not the Afghan who did it, but the soldiers who were trying to stand up for the young boy. Now, it goes in, and I'm going to read this. The Army removed Captain Quinn from his command after he stopped the assault on the boy and immediately moved him from Afghanistan. Sergeant/Charles Martlin, who assisted Captain Quinn in stopping the child rape, is now facing an involuntary discharge from the Army despite an exemplary service record. Martin even received the Bronze Star with Valor for rushing into Taliban ambush and helping fellow soldiers who were being attacked. Now, this is sad. This lets you know that our government is a bunch of crooks. Anytime that you can stand by, anytime that you're able to stand by and watch a child being raped, or hear the screams of a child being raped, and you don't do anything about the freedom fighters. You're giving orders to stand down. But see, this is the kind of crookedness our government does. Look at what happened with Benghazi. The American ambassador asked several times for there to be more security, and they did not let it happen. And our own U.S. government told our soldiers to stand down while these people went in there and killed them viciously. So our government is saying, "Oh, we don't let." Then you're actually court martialing them, right? Two of our service members right now for standing up. They're a bunch of liars. Our government, and I'm not talking about military men and women. I'm talking about our government. I'm talking about those in the White House, your Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State. I'm talking about all these crooks that are in high offices are nothing more than murderers. Our government cannot be trusted. Moving on. The United States to station nuclear weapons in Germany against Russia. With plans to go to war with Russia, the U.S. was stationed. Now listen, did you hear that? With plans to go to war with Russia, the United States was stationed new atomic weapons and 20 new nuclear bombs in Germany, according to Tuesday's reports from Germany's DDL public television network. Each of the 20 new American nuclear bombs are four times the destructive power of the ones that was used on Hiroshima in 1945, according to the article. With the new bombs, the boundaries blur between tactical and strategic nuclear weapons. And the director of the Nuclear Information Project at the Federation of American Scientists told ZDF. Okay, let me just say this. I've said this before. I do not believe that the United States will win another war. The United States is rebellious, has turned her back down off the morale cliff. As other nations are building up their weaponry, we see Barack Obama's decrease in our military. We're already stretched thin across the world. You know, the thing is that turn our back to God as a nation. I'm not talking about in the nation. I'm talking about as a nation. Now, a lot of people feel, oh, well, nothing will happen to the United States because we have a lot of Christians on every corner and a lot of churches and we do a lot of good work. Well, the Israelites thought the same thing. Well, we're God's chosen people, so therefore nothing's going to happen to us. God will never punish us. And time and time and time again, God showed them that when you turn your back to me, I'm going to let your enemies take you captive. And every time they did, every time they turned their back, God always let them be taken captive, and they'll cry out, and then God will, you know, rescue them. I mean, they do it again, time again. So, United States, many within the United States Christians feel, oh, well, you know, God is not going to punish the United States because we're Christians here. We're a Christian nation. Well, your president just, we told the public that, no, we're not a Christian nation, at least not just. We're Buddhists, we're whatever, okay? So this is why you have to be careful with your leaders. And on top of that, Obama's not a Christian, all right? Today he made a statement about Jesus. He holds on to the principles. He's the one that you should look at for a role model, going along with what Jesus taught. This is what Obama is saying. So that the Pope, he exemplifies the message of Jesus Christ. First of all, Obama does not even represent a Christian, let alone giving us Christian talk about how Jesus and how the Pope is a role model based on him following the principles of Jesus. Come on, now that's the devil telling us this. In actuality, you know, he is a devil. And so, therefore, should we listen to Obama tell us, to the Pope? No, let me just stop there. No, absolutely not. The Pope is a false prophet. A wolf in the about it, there's only one Father, and that is God, okay? He's the only holy Father there is. The Pope, is he a vicar of Christ? No, he's not. He's a false prophet, a fraud. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. In fighting in Washington, Obama, his advisors quarrel over Syrian issue. U.S. President Barack Obama is in no hurry to break the ice on relations with Vladimir Putin. However, his advisors are insisting on the resumption of dialogue with Russia on the Syrian issue. Over the past year, Putin and Obama have spoken only once, meeting with each other in December 2014 for the last time. One could say that relations between Vladimir Putin are not only cold, but ice cold. Despite this, Obama's close advisors, including Kerry, are eager to cooperate with Russia, especially when it comes to fighting ISIS. Now, we just read a report where they were getting ready to fight. Germany reports that Russia is ready to fight Russia, and this report is saying, oh, well, they're getting ready to work together. First of all, let's say this. Everyone knows that the United States is behind ISIS, ISIL, ICE, whatever they call themselves. The United States go in the countries, tear them down, and then they come up with a solution, which is not a solution at all. They use an ISIS to do what they want. Now, the United States wants to get rid of Assad in Syria, democratically elected, but the thing is that Russia is keeping them from being able to do that. So therefore, it's going to be, what is this going to be, a stand down between Russia and the United States? And Russia's prepared to use whatever they need. They're not going to let the U.S. just come in and take out Assad, just like they did Gaddafi and Saddam. Russia's like, no, you're not supposed to do that. So therefore, what is the U.S. going to do? They have back against the wall. They got to make some choices. Okay, you're going to fight Russia or you're going to back off. Okay, so why are they trying to get rid of Assad? See, the U.S. is the only thing the U.S. is good at right now is going in, destroying countries, and then making them worse than they were. They say, oh, we're going in for freedom. Oh, we're going in because they're going to, we're fighting for democracy. You're taking away our freedoms over here up under Homeland Security, Patriot Act, and all these other titles that they gave themselves after 9/11, which they orchestrated, and there's plenty of evidence to show that the U.S. was behind 9/11. Okay, documents. I mean, come on now. The U.S. is a bunch of liars, a bunch of crooks, and they cannot be trusted. And other nations do know this. Now, when you're seeing Iran talking about big Satan, U.S., little Satan, okay, you know what? I'm not pro-Iran. You know, we know about what Iran is about. However, the U.S. is acting very much like a Satan, okay, for real, is that they go into these countries and make them worse off than they were when they first moved in. So after Saddam, they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction because they were lying about it to begin with. Saddam told them he didn't have any weapons of mass destruction, and they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. It was all a lie. So you had soldiers that went in there that was killed and everything because of a lie. All right, they took down Gaddafi or whatever. All of this is about money and greed. That's all it's about, money and greed. All right, moving on. France confirms sale of two Mistrals built for Russia to Egypt. France President Francis Hollande and the Egyptian counterpart Adel Fattah Sisi have agreed on Egyptian acquisition of two Mistral class ships. The French leader's administration said on Wednesday, President of the Republic spoke with President Sisi. They agreed on the principal terms and terms of the purchase of Mistral class projection and command ships by Egypt. Okay, so France sold two Mistral ships to Egypt that were made by Russia. All right, what is going on? These countries are preparing for war. Everybody's getting ready. Everybody's up in arms. Everybody's okay. What is going to bring about World War III? What is going to bring about? Now, there's already been some cyber wars, some attacks here, some blow ups here in China, some blow up in Japan, an unsaid spoken war going on. When is World War III going to happen? Because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of, I guess, whoever decides to be the first one to blow last. Lavrov says U.S. gradually starts to accept Russian stance on Syria. The United States has become more susceptible to Russian position on the situation in Syria, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Wednesday. The Russian Foreign Minister said that the United States authorities said that they were ready to cooperate with Russia on the situation in Syria. I spoke to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who said that they, the U.S., want to cooperate with us and they have such opportunities. After the talks between the two ministers of defense, Shoigu and Carter, both sides expressed positive approach to cooperation. Well, is this actually that the U.S. is just saying, well, you know what, we can't get Assad out with Russia in there, so we're just going to go along with them. Russia's there to get rid of ISIS. And you know what, United States does not want to get rid of ISIS. They could have done it if they wanted to, okay? Why? Because they're the ones that created ISIS again. Whenever the United States goes into a country, that country winds up worse than it is. And so ISIS, actually, you know, the thing is that because they have funded ISIS and done all these things, the United States is actually the ones that's responsible for all the Christians that have been killed. So if you want to look at who is responsible, yes, we see ISIS doing it, but who has backed ISIS is the United States. And that's why the United States has blood on their hands, and that's what the Bible talks about, Babylon, who's killed the prophets and the saints. Right now, we see what happened. Because the United States has funded ISIS, has backed ISIS, they're the ones that's responsible for these Christians who have been killed, the ones who are being killed, the ones who are in sex slavery. The United States is at fault for it. And it's an abomination, and the United States is going to. Chinese fighter intercepts U.S. spy plane, Pentagon confirms. The United States Defense Department on Tuesday confirmed that Chinese fighter jets recently made an unsafe interception of an American spy plane in the Asia-Pacific region. A pair of JH-7 firefighter bombers known in NATO parlance as Flounders from the People's Liberation Army came within 500 feet of an RC-135 from the U.S. Air Force last week over the Yellow Sea, according to an article in the Wall Street Journal. Okay, what is going on? We know that China is making self-made islands, man-made islands in the South China Sea, and they have already warned the U.S. when they're sending their thing to get out of their airspace. Whatever. So this is a conflict, okay, between the U.S. and China. This is what we're seeing right now. So is it going to intensify? The Chinese president has been here this week. So is this going to intensify? Is there going to be a war between the U.S. and China? It's quite possible that it's going to be. Eventually, it's going to be Russia and China fighting against the U.S. along with other nations that band together to catch the U.S. When they're at their weakest. All right, Sunday's super moon, total lunar eclipse, when and where to see it. On the evening of September the 27th, the moon will once again become immersed in the Earth's shadow, resulting in a total lunar eclipse, the fourth said event in the last 17 months. As with all lunar eclipses, the region of visibility for Sunday's blood moon lunar eclipse will encompass more than half of our planet. Northern Hemisphere, nearly 1.5 billion throughout much of Europe and Africa, and perhaps another 500 million in Western Asia will be able to watch as the harvest full moon becomes a shadow of its former glowing coppery ball. Okay, so we have another red blood moon that's going to be, we had two last year. We had one, I believe, in April of this year, and then we got a final one that's going to be Sunday, they said Sunday evening. This is a warning. You know, God told us that, you know, we would see signs in the sun and the moon, and the moon wasn't just made just to show light. It was also for appointments, for designated times, okay? And so, therefore, there's normally an omen to Israel that trouble is on the way. And, you know, Israel has trouble. You know, they're still trying to push this Palestinian state. They just let the Palestinians raise their flag at the UN, the Vatican flag at the UN. I mean, things that never happened before is now taking place. They still want this two-state solution. We know it's going to happen, but when it happens, by our land too. So, you know, these are signs of the time, the end of the age, things that are taking place. And again, you are actually living in times where you're seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled. If you want to know how close Jesus is to coming, you keep watching what's going on in the Middle East. Paying attention to Iran and Israel and Russia and Turkey and different ones. Pay attention to what's going on over there so you can know how close things are with Jesus coming back. No man knows the day or the hour, but we do know the signs. If you listen, if you watch the signs, it lets show that Jesus is soon to return. Moving on, mirror image, fundamental symmetry in nature confirming using CERN, Large Collider. Okay, well, we talked about CERN. We talked about how this machine that's in Switzerland and stretching for miles into other countries where they're trying to read this Big Bang. Okay, and I'm going to read a little bit of this. Yes. The existence of a fundamental symmetry in nature has been confirmed by measuring particle mass and electric charge using the CERN Large Hadron Collider. Researchers say it will help determine which theory on the laws of the universe is the most plausible. Okay, they're trying to see about how God did things. It says, after the Big Bang, for every particle of matter, an antiparticle was created. In particle physics, a very important question is whether all the laws of physics display a specific kind of symmetry known as CPT. And these measurements suggest that there is indeed a fundamental symmetry between nuclei and antinuclei, said Marcelo Gomera Monhalls, a professor at USP's Physics Institute, as quoted by the phys.org. Okay, what are they doing? This says, describe the nature of all matter interactions. He says, so it's important to know that physical interactions aren't changed by particle change reversal parity transformation, reflections of spatial coordinates and time in vain. I know y'all probably say, okay, what in the world is that? Basically, they're trying to break everything down to the smallest fraction of molecules, things that you can't even see probably with a microscope. They're trying to see how did God do it? How did the big, what they consider the Big Bang happen? How did God create the universe? And they're thinking, okay, there's a perfect universe. What's going to come through? They don't know what's coming in. You know, we guarantee whatever comes in is going to be demonic. Okay, we know that the key was given to open up the abyss, and there were demonic things that came forth, okay? So there are some things that has not been unleashed yet that's going to be unleashed upon this earth. We think that people have gone crazy and people have lost their minds. We have not seen anything yet. Again, signs of the time, the end of the age. IDF shoots 18-year-old Palestinian woman 10 times, lets her die in the street. An 18-year-old Palestinian was shot by Israeli troops on checkpoint for allegedly refusing to show her purse or face and trying to attack a soldier. She died of multiple wounds in a hospital after bleeding in the street for 30 minutes. Hadar Hoshiman was shot 10 times by Israeli defense forces and an Israeli checkpoint. Okay, they said that they asked her, you know, to show her purse and everything. They didn't. Three operations were performed on my daughter, and part of her intestines had to be removed, but the bullet in her chest that killed her. Oh goodness, it's horrible. But what they showed was that she was in this full burqa. They say she refused to open her purse or lift her veil. And so they're having to try to see if everything that was said actually took place. Okay, so one of the things here in the United States is, you know, the Muslims want to continue wearing their burqas. So, you know, I've seen them where they're fully covered. You don't even see the face. You don't even you only see the eyes. But then is that, well, how safe is that when you're able to be that full covered? It could be a jihadist man up on that burqa. As we know, a few, I think about a month or so ago, I read you where there was two men that was trying to pass as women up under those burqas, and they were trying to do some terrorist things. So the thing is, and this is, when you come to the United States of America, you have to America, Americans living. That means that we're not walking around here in burqas, okay? When you go to the bank, they need to see your face. When you, if you get locked up and get put in jail, they take everything. So it makes sense because if you want to follow Sharia law, then you need to stay over there in those countries and not come over here, because we do not want any Sharia law over here. Okay? So it's just things are just so much is happening, and it's letting us know the times that we actually are living in. And it's sad that, you know, the things that are going on, but it also lets you know that we are very, very close to Jesus coming back. Okay, I'm going back through my notes here because my word just restarted on its own, and so I'm just making sure I cover everything. All righty, we're gonna actually go to the Word of God. Let me make sure if I covered everything. Want to make sure I cover everything before we go on. And Christians must get their heads out of the sand and help persecuted believers. And we definitely need to do that because so many people are being persecuted in the United States and other countries. Now, here's an article, and I need to read this. Christian man fired for sharing audacity on lesbian co-workers on Facebook. Now, listen to this. A dedicated Christian steelworker in Ohio has been fired after he shared his faith and the faith-based movie Audacity with two lesbian co-workers, leaving him, his wife, and two kids without income. The employment of Precision Strip Metal process worker, Rousen, who worked on the floor of Precision Strip's plant in Middleton, Ohio, for the last 13 years, came to an abrupt end on August the 27th. Was terminated without severance pay or unemployment because his lesbian co-workers were comfortable with how he indiscriminately shared his faith with them. Rousen explained in an interview with Christian Post that since he became a Christian about 4 years ago, he had made a custom of sharing his love for Jesus with all his co-workers, no matter who they were. But after Precision Strip had about a year ago, Rousen knew that sooner or later the actor sharing his faith would come into question. Upon hiring of the lesbian, Rousen then immediately approached the woman to talk about his faith and prayed that I would eventually present him with a perfect opportunity to do so. He am audacious to help show that many Christian individuals, despite not agreeing with their life choices, Rousen felt compelled to share the Ray Comfort produced film with his lesbian worker. One Saturday when he was at home, Rousen sent a link of the film to his lesbian coworker via Facebook. Daddy came out, I shared with her in a personal message, and she was already my friend on Facebook, so it wasn't like I forced her at all. Rousen said, I just said, hey, check this out. The following Monday, Rousen came to work and noticed that other co-workers were gathered around the co-worker. Rousen was uncomfortable being around him because of the Facebook message, and he was instructed to visit his manager's office. They said, someone said, you didn't make them feel comfortable. I said, I sent out a video to share the gospel just because it talks about homosexuality. So they said, you can't do that. You can't do that. So I said I was just trying to share my faith with her, and it doesn't matter that I didn't have a chance to work with her. But they went on. So basically what this article is saying, they didn't want sharing the gospel or sharing his belief with any of the workers on the job. Okay, so they warned him one time about it. But then, you know, they hired another lesbian worker, and he shared, you know, the movie and sharing Christ, and therefore they felt that, you know, he made them feel uncomfortable. the other workers and that didn't like him encouraged them to go and complain that he was sharing his faith. And so basically the man got fired for sharing his faith with a lesbian. And this is where it's coming to, is that sin is endorsed and Christianity is mocked. And this is letting you know the time that we are living in, that it is sad when you cannot be who you are. We're supposed to have freedom of religion, freedom to worship, and our freedoms are being taken away because of this demonic agenda. We're going to just take a quick little break, and what I'm going to say is we thank you for just tuning in with us. It has been a blessing to you. We do need your financial support. It takes money to run the website and to run the radio, the audio, and all of that. We're trying to get better equipment and to do more things with this ministry. And so we ask that if this ministry has been a blessing to you, to please go to the website at www.klrichministries.com. Click on the donate button and donate to the cause of this ministry. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. Click on the donate button and it will take you securely to PayPal. If you're not at a church, or even if you are, if you want to just bless this broadcast, because we're bringing you the latest in headlines and news that you can use and giving you the message of God and help us spread the message as well and help us with our cost and expense, it will be greatly appreciated, whether it's $5, $10, $15, $100. It doesn't matter. No amount is too small or too great. We appreciate all that you do. And thank you very much for your donation. All right. We're going to go to the Word of God and see, what God has to say about the times that we're in right now, because there is this Pope, people are praising him as if he's God, and we're seeing them, falling and people and celebrating and crying and all these things, worshiping this false prophet. And so we're going to go to Revelation chapter 13, and we're going to start at verse 1. And it reads, "The dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and they saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads and 10 crowns on his horns, and each had a blasphemous name." Okay, so the dragon is the devil, okay, standing on the seashore. That's the devil. But then the beast I saw resembled a leopard. He had feet like a bear, a mouth like a lion. Okay, we don't have time to go into all the crowns, the heads, and everything, but right now that beast is the Antichrist, okay, the government system. All right, so this represented government, this anti-beast fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world filled with wonder and followed the beast. People worshiped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast?" Okay, so the devil gave power to this governmental system, this beast system. All right, and so they thinking that they're worshiping this government. Actually, they're worshiping the devil who had given power to this governmental system, to this Antichrist. The Antichrist is a governmental leader that's going to lead those astray. The beast was given the mouth to proud words and blaspheme, and to exercise its authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. It was given power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And it was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All the inhabitants will worship all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. So whoever's name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're going to worship the beast. They're going to be deceived. They're going to follow after this, they are going to listen to the blaspheme and think that, oh, well, it's okay. I can follow this beast system because, you know, it's not that bad after all. After all, we're supposed to obey the government. After all, you know, what does Romans 13 say? See, I'm reading because the Bible, the devil will twist the scripture. The devil is the father of lies. And as we know, what he did with Eve, he's still doing the same thing now. It goes on in verse 9 to say, whoever has ears, let him hear. If anyone goes into captivity, he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword, they will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people. And see, this right here lets you know that people are going to be taken, Christians are going to be taken into captivity. Christians are going to be killed while they're going around. Well, that's no, we're going to be raptured up out of here or whatever. Bible is clear that there's going to be persecution, even death, because of following this beast, okay? Not because of Christians are following the beast, but the people who are following the beast is going to be okay with Christians being killed. Well, they deserve it. Just like you had with Kim Davis. Oh, well, she should have just resigned. All she had to do was just do what they told her to do. I mean, you had even Christians say, oh, she should have just resigned. What happened to you, cowards? It's standing up for what's right. We're standing up for what's done with the Lord. It goes on to say in verse 11, then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. Okay, this second beast is the false prophet. Okay, this second beast, it had two horns like a lamb, the appearance of a lamb, they spoke like a dragon. And that's exactly what Pope Francis is doing. Oh, he's coming as meek and humble and holy, but he's a dragon, okay? He's empowered by the dragon. He is a beast, prophet. He's coming and he's speaking peace. See, how is it that in the Bible, it talk about wolf and sheep clothing. Well, what is the Bible actually saying? He's not going to come out and just say, I'm talking to the false prophet. He's not going to come out and say, oh, I'm of the devil. No. He's going to be preaching things that sound good. He's going to be saying the right things. And this is how many are going to be deceived. Oh, he's a peacekeeper. They had the nerve in an article this other day when I read two of his priests talking about, oh, he's a prince of peace. There is only one prince of peace, Jesus Christ. He thinks he's the vicar of Christ. No, you're not. You're just a man in some attire, and you're fooling the masses. It goes on to say, it exercised all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants whom had been healed. Now, this is the false prophet who's going to lead people into worshiping this beast system, this government system, whoever the Antichrist is, government system. And just like Pope Francis is here right now, speaking on behalf of the United Nations, speaking climate control, immigration, the political as they get. Oh, he's not into politics. This is politics. This is the false prophet doing exactly what we're seeing here in Revelation. The beast system, all in the name of humanity and goodness and helping the poor and socialism, Marxism, okay? That's exactly what it is. Okay, moving on. He performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of the people. Now, as we know, Pope Francis came over here, he made somebody, I forgot his name, made somebody a saint. Well, there is no way to be a saint. You can't make Paul, you can't make Peter, Peter can't do nothing for you, Saint Peter, Saint Paul. None of these folks are Hail Mary full of grace. No, none of them can do anything for you. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the only one who can save you from your sins, the only one that you pray to, the only priest that we, in the order of Melchizedek, the Bible lets us know, you don't go to a priest and confess your sins, you go to Jesus. And Jesus intercedes on the behalf of us, okay? He is our priest. We go to the priest, Jesus. Jesus intercedes for the Father. Because of the signs it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast, it deceived the inhabitants of the earth. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast, who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all Jews to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that they would not be able to sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. It's called wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. 666. So you have this false prophet. This is what the second beast is, this false prophet, who's telling people to worship this other beast, the government of beast system, whoever this antichrist is, to tell them to get the mark. But they can't buy and sell unless they have the mark. Unless you fall down and bow down to Baal, unless you fall down to this beast system and actually in reality worship the devil. We're in the last days, people, and there's a lot that's going on. There's a lot that's going to happen, even more, and we need to be praying. The only way you will not be deceived is if you're in prayer. That's the only way you will not be deceived. And Jesus has given us his word. He's given us revelation. I had to tell someone today that, you know, if you want to know about the times we're in, read Daniel 7 through 12, prophetic revelation, the book of Revelation. And it is not, I mean, it's more to the Bible, Ezekiel. I mean, it's so many prophetic, but those two, especially Daniel 7 through 12, and then also Revelation, the book of Revelation. There's no reason to be deceived. No reason at all. And so we just need to be praying and stay prayerful that, you know, the times that we're in, that many will be led to Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. And if you have said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his Son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is repent and accept your heart today. Find your Bible-based believing church. If you have not been baptized, make sure that you be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if you cannot find a church that's teaching the Word of God, just ask God to show you to a Bible group or maybe a home Bible study. Ask God to show you what to do, what does he have for your life, for you to do. Ask the Lord to direct you. God bless you. We will be back on Thursday and with more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I ask you to share these broadcasts with your friends, with your loved ones, with your coworkers. You're getting quality news here, and on top of that, you're getting the Word of God, unadulterated, uncompromised, unwatered down, the Word of God. And we definitely need the Word of God in the times that we're living in. God bless you. Until next time.